Today's Daf HaShavua Shir in Yerushalmi Brachas is dedicated to the memory of Dora Bas Yisrael Silver Aleha Shalom. It begins in the Oz V'Hadar edition on Daf Pei Gimel Amud Beis at the Mishnah near the bottom of the Amud Halacha Vav. In the Vilna edition, it is on Daf Samach Amud Beis. Begins the Mishnah, Ein Mevorchen Ala Ner V'Ala Psamim Shel Goyim. We do not make a bracha on the fire, the candle, or the spices of Goyim. Let us look in the Charedim in the left-hand column. The fourth line on the Mishnah, the Charedim here again, as he's done in many Mishnayos in the Masechta, is quoting the Rav, Rabbi Vadya Mibar Tanuria, Ner Mishum Delay Shavas. The reason you can't use the Ner of a Goy is because it did not rest on Shabbos. The Goy did Malacha with the Ner. Shagoy Asa Malacha Loiri. The Kaimalon Or Shalay Shavas Emavarchalov. Hoyo Venevdeboy Avera. Since an Avera was done of Chil Shabbos with the Or, something that constitutes a Malacha was done with the Or, we do not use it for Havdalah, the Ner of Havdalah. The next chredim, you also don't use b'samim shogoy. B'psamim shehem b'mesiba shegoyim mesubim b'le l'suda myri. It's speaking about a gathering of goyim for a suda. V'hod etnam b'seifa v'loyal aner v'loyal b'psamim shalvayda zara. Ma tam komar. We're going to learn further in the Mishnah that you should not use the ner or psamim that is designated for avayda zara. That's really a reason of this first halach of goyim. Ma tam kamer, ma tam ein mevorchem al psamim shel goyim, lefisha stam mesibas goyim avayda zara ve ein mevorchem al shel avayda zara. So we're going to learn further in the Charedim because it's aser banoah. So according to the Charedim, this first halacha, the reason of the first halacha is given further in the Mishnah because stam and mesiba of goyim is for avayda zara, and avayda zara is aser banoah. We do not use avayda zara for any pleasure, because we're not allowed to have pleasure from the Avodah Zarah, and since Stam and Mesib is for Avodah Zarah, Memela, we are not allowed to use the Psamim of Goyim. And the Ner is also because a Malacha of Shabbos was done with the Ner. Continues the Mishnah, and according to the Charedim, the Girs is not Va'ala Ner, but Veloy Al HaNer V'Al Psam Shal Mesim. Likewise, one cannot use a fire, a candle that was designated for a mace, or psamim that was designated for a mace, because it is not an object that we can have hanoah from. The ner was made for the honor of the mace. It was not made for illumination. The only ner that we can use for Havdalah on Shabbos is one that is set aside for illumination. The psamim cannot be used by a mace because it was designated to remove the bad odor that is being emitted from the mace. And therefore, likewise, it is not a psamim that one derives pleasure from, but it is psamim to remove the bad reich of the mace, so that it also cannot be used. Let us see the charedim. V'loy al aner shel mesim. It's not made for illumination, for light. It's only made for the cover of the mace. And the Charedim says, it's made to take away the bad odor. Continues the Mishnah. Again, the gears of the Charedim is, and on this, the Charedim comments, the final din of the Mishnah is, we do not make a bracha of unless one benefits from the light. And on this, the Charedim says, it doesn't mean that he actually has to have a na, ella. It's so close to him, if he would want, he would be able to have a noah from the illumination. Such a light is kosher to be used during Havdalah. Begins the Gemara. Tana Rabbi Yaakov Kami Rabbi Yirmiyah. Rabbi Yaakov learned a braisa in front of Rabbi Yirmiyah. Mevorchen ala psam shel goyim. That you are allowed to use the psam of goyim. Ask the Gemara, Mao Polig, should we say that this braisa that Rabbi Yaakov was learning in front of Rabbi Yirmiyah is arguing on our Mishnah? So the Gemara says, no, you don't have to say it's a machlokes between our Mishnah, which says you don't use the psalm of Goyim and this Brisa. Kimunhu, interpret the Brisa b'ma'asav l'nechanusa, when someone, a store owner, is placing the psalm in front of his store. Let us see the chredim. Mahu pliga, the first chredim on the Gemara, is the Brisa arguing a masnis? And mean name, should we say that Brisa chilekes al mishnah seinu diktani aim of orchan al psalmim? Upashit, and the Gemara concludes, no, kaimuna, interpret the Brisa climber. Nekaim ha Brisa, we don't have to say it's a machloek between the Mishnah and the Brisa, but rather, the Brisa is speaking about a different case. It's speaking about she'adam oivel lefnecha nusi shogoi, someone is going in front of a store of a goy, deloy osra mishnah seinu ela. It's only prohibited according to the Mishnah when the person is smelling the psalmim of a goy who used it in a suda. The regular gathering of goyim is to serve the avodah zarah, and we can't have enough from the avodah zarah. Okay, the Bavli says, fine, this is not avodah zarah, it's for the store owner, but there's another issue. You always have to use psalmim or ner the way it's intended to have pleasure from. Ner, light, is for illumination, and psalmim is for smelling. If a person puts it by a store, his purpose is not to have it smell. How could you make a bracha on it? If he has it in his house, he wants to smell it. But if it's in front of his store, what, he doesn't want it for smelling. So even though it has no problem of avodah zarah, you shouldn't be able to use it because it's not being used for its main purpose of having a good smell. And Bavli answers there in Brachas Daf Nun Gimel, the in, yes, l'reich avidi, it is done for smell. The nirchu inshi, people should smell the good fragrance of the psalmim, v'yaisu lizbim minei, and then they will come in to buy from him. So he's putting it, this would certainly make sense if the store sells psalmim. So he's advertising his store, or perhaps even if it has a good smell, that will induce people to come in and see what is being sold in the store. So it also has a purpose for reich, and therefore there's no problem of avodah zarah. There is a purpose of a good smell, and therefore one can use those psalmim of the goyim which are in front of a store. Our Mishnah says you can't use psalmim of the goyim, is speaking about by a mesiba, which some mesiba avodah zarah, which is usur behanoah. Continues the Gemara, Shoshes. Rashi is brought down by the Charedim, the Vermaskal Shoshes, Pirish Rashi, Shehoisa Deilekis, Erev Shabbos, Bebeis Yisrael. It was burning Erev Shabbos in the house of the Yisrael. So the Gemara continues, Afal Pi Shaloi Kavas, even though he did not extinguish the light, Mevorchen Allah, how you could make a bracha of Bar Mareish on that light, as long as no malacha was done. Let's see the Charedim. It wasn't lit on Shabbos. There was no malacha done with the ner, and therefore, although he didn't extinguish it, he could use that candle, that flame that had been burning on Shabbos, as long as it was not lit on Shabbos. Now, what is an ashoshes? So we find that Rashi in Brachas Daf Nun Gimel Amud Beis tells us that an ashoshes is a lantern, and that will be the same as we're going to learn in a moment, the way Rashi here translates the word panas, which the Gemara is going to use. So a lantern is a keli in which the flame is put, the candle is put, and normally it had a glass around it, so one could get benefit from the illumination of the nair inside the lantern, and the glass kept out the wind, which would otherwise blow out the candle. So, says the Gemara, if a person has an ashoshes, afu pishloi, kavas mevorach alel, nair betoy chekoi, what happens if he has a candle in his lap and he has some protection that he doesn't catch on fire, obviously, but he feels, let's say, the heat of the ner, but he doesn't see the illumination. Oy b'toich panis, or the ner is inside the lantern, the ashoshes, according to Rashi in Bavli Brachas. Oy b'toich, as we turn to Daf Pei Dalamed Aleph, spaklaria, which the Haredim, the top Haredim says, lamparia shel schuchas, glass, and the explanation is, let's say, through a window pane. And we're going to see what is the din in all of these cases. Or, roye es hashal heves, he sees the flame from distance, ve'enem shamash lira, but he's unable to use the fire because it's far away. Or, mishtamash lira, ve'en roye es hashal heves. He uses the flame, but he doesn't see the flame, which the Haredim brings down the Bavli, the Kaimis Bekeren Zavis. It's around the corner, so it's a powerful light. It's big enough for him to see the rays of the light, but he doesn't see the light itself. The din in all of these cases is La'olam Ein Mevorchen Aleha Ad She'e Roye Es HaShal Heves U'Mishtam Shlaira. You don't make a bracha of Bor Mareish unless you see the Shal Heves and you're able to use the light. And therefore, all of these cases are not good. If it's ner b'toy cheiko, he feels it, but he doesn't see the ner. If it's inside a glass, a lantern, it's no good. If it's through a window pane, spaklaria, it's no good. He sees the shul house from a distance, but he's unable to use the illumination. Or he uses the illumination from the ner, which is around the corner, but he doesn't see the ner. In all these cases, he is unable to use such an ner for bar mera'esh during havdalah. So we have gone through this Gemara according to Rashi. And what the Mefarshim point out is that it seems, according to Rashi, that we have a stira here, or a machlokas, between the beginning, Ashashas Afabishalikovas Mevarchan Aleh, and the continuation of the Brisa, which says that Panis is no good. And we quoted Rashi in Bavli, Daf Nun Gimel Amud Beis, Brachas, that Ashashas and Panis are the same thing. So first you tell me you can use an Ashashas, which is a glass lantern. And then you tell me you can't. So Rashi answers this by saying, the Mefarshim tell us, that in Ashashas, Avo Pishalai Kovas, there the Brisa was telling you a Chiddush that you don't have to extinguish it. As long as no Malacha was done, you didn't light it on Shabbos, it could be used for Bar Mireish. However, Ein Echanami, you could only use an Ashashas if you'll remove, at the time of saying the bracha, you'll remove the glass, because that's the next halach. If you have it inside a panis and it has a glass covering, and you didn't remove the glass covering, or it's through a window pane, if there's a mechitza, a separation between your eye and the flame, even though you can see the flame through the glass, then it's no good. The first price says a shoshes, it is good. As far as seeing it through the glass, no, you remove the glass. What's the chiddush of the beginning of the brisa? The chiddush is that it is good even though you didn't make it fresh for Havdalah. You're using an old flame from the whole Shabbos, but no malacha was done with it. That's fine. That's the chiddush of the reisha. But of course, you have to take away the glass. And the safe is when you left the glass in, then it's no good. This is how Rashi learns the sugya, and it comes out that Chitas Rashi is that if there's a glass separation between you and the flame, you cannot use it for the Ner of Havdalah. However, the Rashba learns our Gemara differently. He learns that Panis is not a lantern that has a glass around it, but rather it's a lantern that has metal around it. The metal prevents the wind from extinguishing the fire. There is a little bit of light that comes through cracks in the metal, and those rays come out of the lantern, and there is some light there. But the person doesn't see the flame itself. It's like the case of Karen Zavis. It's around the corner. He benefits from the rays of light, but he doesn't see the light itself. So therefore, according to the Rashba, in that case, the lantern is no good. But what happens if you had a regular lantern, which has a glass cover, according to Rashba, it will be good. And therefore, there's bechlal no stira between the beginning, where we said, Mevorchen Ashashas Avabishaloi Kavas Mvorchanola and this halacha of panes. Because panes is speaking about a metal covering with cracks in it. But if you had a glass covering, it would be good. The Meforshim say, what about the first word on Daf Pei Dalamad Aleph, Spaklaria, which Rashi says is Chochas, and we said it's a window pane. So Einachanami, the Rajba will learn, and this is the way the Aruch HaShulchan and other Achronim tell us, that Spaklaria is not a regular glass separation, but rather it's a mirror separation. Since the person only sees the Nair through a mirror, that is not a good seeing of the flame, and that is no good. But if you see it through a regular window, and there it is not a mirror, and there is no metal separation, you actually see it, according to the Rajba, this brisa would hold that it is good to use for a Havdalah candle. And this machlokas between Rashi and the Rajba is very nogeya to a 20th century shaila which Reb Chaim Oizugrzensky Zitzal dealt with, and that is, can one make Havdalah on an electric bulb? Reb Chaim Oizer Paskind, yes. And he was speaking about another issue. Is the filament in an electric bulb, is that considered like a fire? And Reb Chaim Oizer said, yes, it is, and he made Havdalah on an electric bulb. Others disagreed, and they said that chashmal, that electricity, a bulb, is not considered a fire. One cannot say bar mara esh on an electric bulb. So that is one shaila, whether electricity is considered a fire or not. However, based on our machlokas here between the Rashi and the Rajba, there's another issue. Even if I'll say like Reb Chaim Oizer that electricity is considered esh, it is a fire, but I'm seeing that fire, the filament, through a glass covering. According to Rashi, that's no good, even if it would be a real fire. A glass lantern, one can see the flame, but it's through a glass, that's not acceptable. Mashenk, and according to Rajba, it would be good. So we'd have to say that Reb Chaim Oizer, who was mater, the electric bulb, to use it as Havdalah candle, that's only according to the Rajba. It's going on two premises. A, the electricity is considered Eish, and number two, that if it's covered with glass, that is not considered a cover. It's not a separation between the person who is looking at the flame and the flame. And therefore, according to Reb Chaim Oizer, one was able, according to the Rajba, to use it as a source of fire to make Borei Moirei Hoesh. Continues the Gemara. Chamisha Dvorim Nemar B'Gachelas V'Chamisha B'Shal Heves. Five halachas were said concerning a coal, and five were said concerning a flame. Four of the five, a gacheles, has more mamushes, it is more concrete than a flame. In one halacha, a flame is more important than a gacheles. Gacheles shall hegdish moelim bov, ashal havis loy nin and veloy moelim. There is a halacha if a person has pleasure from hegdish, b'shoigeg. He was unaware that this object belonged to hegdish. When he finds out, he has to bring a asham me'ilos. He has to pay back Hegdish for the Karen, what he used. He has to pay an additional fifth, and he has to bring an asham me'ilos. But that's only if he had pleasure from a coal that belonged to Hegdish. And we're speaking about a coal that was dedicated to the Bedek Abayis, because a coal that fell off the Mizbeach, after it was on the Mizbeach, it's considered Nasa Mitzvasoi. The mitzvah was done, and there is no mi'ila anymore. So if it's a kechashal hegdish mailin bo, bad vashal heves, if there is a flame, and this flame has separated itself from the gachelas, it's flying in midair, and the person had hanor from that flame, the din is, it's only osur mitarabon, loinen, and one should not lechatchila, as the Charedim tells us, third line, loinen and lechatchila midrabbanan, but v'loy mailin, as the Charedim continues, v'imnen and loy mechayv mila, de'ein b'shal heves mamashes. And these three words of the Charedim are the key in the whole sugya here. The shal heves is not considered an item of substance. There's no substance to the shalhevis. So therefore, it's awesome at Rabbanin, but there is no korban asham me'ilois just for shalhevis alone. That's the first halacha. Second halacha, gachela shal avodah zarah, asura, shalhevis mutaris. We know avodah zarah, anything belonging to avodah zarah, is asur ba'na'ah. One cannot have pleasure from it, but that's only, in our case, by a gachelis. But a shalhevis that's separated from the gachelis, one could have pleasure because, again, as the Haredim said, ein boy mamish. It's not substantive, and therefore it's not considered that you're having pleasure from the avodah zarah. Halacha number three, hamudar hanoah mechaveri, if somebody says that his friend should not have hanoah from him, osur begachaltoi, umutur b'shalhavtoi. He is osur to have pleasure from his kol, because that is an item of substance. That is the possession of the person who made the neder, and that he can prohibit on his friend. But umutur b'shalhavtoi. But his friend can have pleasure from his separated flame because, again, ein boy mamish. That's not considered a possession of the madir. If the madir said, I don't want you to have enough for my possessions, that flame that's separated from the gechelis is not considered one of his possessions. Halacha number four. Hamoitzi is a gechelis l'shus harabim. If somebody on Shabbos took the gechelis out to the l'shus harabim, chai. He's chai for itzah. V'hashal heves, potter. But if he took out a shalhevis, which separated itself from the kol, he brought the kol to the Rishus HaRabim, and at the Rishus HaRabim, right outside of his house, the fire separated. It's the fire that went into the Rishus HaRabim. So then he's potter because it's not substantive what went into the Rishus HaRabim. As the Haredim brings down the fourth line, right-hand column, Divrei Maskil Potter, what does that mean? Rashi explains there. The flame was in the Rishus HaYachid, near the Rishus HaRabim, and he has a coal in his hand. And the flame jumped off. It flew into Rishus HaRabim. But what happens if he took out a flame on a very small splinter of wood, a very small piece of wood? It's less than a groigris, which is the shiraitzah. There he will be chayav for the shalhevis. The kiven sheyesh lo bameli davek. Since the flame has something to attach itself to, it's not flying in midair. Then it's chashuv, even if the kisim is only a kolshu, he will be chayav for it. So this is what Rashi quotes from the Gemara in Beya and Bavli, Lamites Amid Aleph. So those were four halachas where a gachelis is substantive and a shalhevis is not. However, when it comes to making a brach of Bar Mareish, here the shalhevis is more chashuv than the gachelis. Mevorchen al shalhevis. One makes a bracha on the flame, but one cannot make a bracha on the coal. Rabbi Bar Ashi b'shem Rav, he qualified this previous statement, and he says, if the coals were whispering to each other, in other words, they were glowing, they still had a spark of fire in them, the Haredim brings down Leichashayis Pirish Ba'orach Shadayin Shalheves Mehav Heves. And there's still a fire flickering in the coals. Then it is considered a fire that one could make a Barimur Ariyo Eish on. It's only when it's not flickering at all, it's not whispering one to another, one coal to another, then one cannot make a bracha on the coal. Rabbi Yoichin de Kirtsuyin B'Shem Rav Nachum Bar Simoy. Bavad haniktefes, that when is the coal considered glowing enough that the flame inside is still considered that it's substantive, it has a flame, that it hasn't gone out completely, that's only if it's niktefes. Niktefes, the Haredim tells us that from the Orach, it means Nisrechas v'nidbekes, it's able to attach itself. That if he puts a little piece of wood into the coals, if it's able to ignite the piece of wood, then the glow is strong enough to be considered a flame, and one could make a marriage on it. However, if it's not able to ignite the little piece of wood, then it is considered that it has been extinguished. It is no longer a shalheves at all, and therefore one will not be able to make a marriage on it. Continues the Gemara. Tani, we learned in a brisa. Goy shehid lekim Yisrael, a goy who lit a flame from a Jew's flame after Shabbos, or v'Yisrael shehid lekim goy, or a Jew after Shabbos lit a new flame from a goy's flame. In both of these cases, mevorchim, we are allowed to make a boy marriage on the new flame. Ask the Gemara, Nicha goy shehid lekim Yisrael. It's good if there was a flame that there was no malacha done, a Jewish flame, during Shabbos, and then the goy lit from it after Shabbos, so there was no malacha done with the flame. That's good. And here the Charedim has a girsa of missing words in the Yerushalmi, right on the right-hand column on the side of where we are learning now, Yisroel shehidlik migoy, and the Charedim says bitmiya. It's good, a goy from Yisroel. But what about the second case where you said mevorchim, Yisroel shehidlik migoy? The goy has a fire that a malacha was done with. He lit it on Shabbos. So why does it help for the Yisroel to make a new flame from the goy? Continues the Charedim, Hare loy shavas mi aveir shehudlik b'shabbos. It wasn't shavas, and you're using the goy's flame that was not shavas. How could you use it? El al korcha, continues the Charedim, atoysefes sheni toysef hashta dehetter mevorchim. Because since a flame constantly rejuvenates itself, so it's always considered like a new flame. So not only can a goy take from a Yisrael after Shabbos, but a Yisrael could take from a goy, because the flame that he's taking from the goy is a different flame than the one that the goy lit originally. But im kain, continues the Charedim, and now we go back to the Gemara, ma'ato afilu goy migoy. So it seems to be that you're telling me in the Braisa only a Yisrael from a goy or a goy from Yisrael. But one goy from another goy could not, that flame would not be able to be used for Havdalah. Why not? If we're saying the whole heter of a Yisrael from a goy is because of the new flame that has been regenerated now, so that could apply to a goy also from another goy. I have a new flame. It's different than the one that you lit and you did a malacha on Shabbos with the flame. Says the Charedim, im kei me'ata goy mi goy nami yivorcho at toisefes. So let's also make a bracha on the toisefes. So the Gemara answers back to the Gemara, ashkir chotchani, no. On that we learnt in a brisa beferish, goy mi goy ein mevorchim, that you're not mevorch. Explains the Charedim, ashkir chotchani detan behed you goy mi goy nami ein mevorchim, tekozru chachomim otu goy rishin va'amud rishin hachim yifurish bebavli. And Rashi there in Daf Nun Gimel, Brachas Bavli, explains that really by the first goy, if he would light a flame from his original flame, not a second goy, but the first goy himself, that should be mutter, it's a new flame. The teretz is that we are worried that if you're going to permit that by the original goy, you'll come to the Amud Rishon. You'll come to the first flame. In other words, right at Moitzoy Shabbos, before there's a chance for it to rejuvenate itself, the Yisrael will use the first flame that the goy originally lit. He lights it right by Moitzoy Shabbos, and the Yid is there, and he'll use that flame. It didn't even have a chance to be part of the choil. It's all part of Shabbos, and a malacha was done with this or. So because of that cheshash of goy rishon v'amid rishon. So number one, the goy himself If he would take another flame from his original flame, it wouldn't work. And who would then they were goyzer on a second goy? Who's going to take from the first goy? He's going to take a flame from a flame, so it's not Amid Rishon anymore, certainly. But because of Goy Rishon v'Amid Rishon, they even prohibited a Goy Sheni and Amid Sheni. Otu Goy Rishon v'Amid Rishon. However, if it's going to be a Yisrael from a Goy, so that far the Chacham were not Goyzer. There is, after all, a Tosefes, a new fire, that there was no Isser done with that new fire, and it's already removed from the original Goy Rishon v'Amid Rishon, and now it's a Yisrael, so that the Chacham were not Goyzer, and therefore that is permitted, but a Goy from a Goy, or a Goy from himself, all that is part of the Gzeir, which they prohibited because of Goy Rishon v'Amid Rishon. Continues the Gemara, Ravu b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, Mavu shekuli goyim Yisrael echador b'tarcha. If you have a lane where they're all goyim there, except we know that there's one Jew who lives there, v'yatzim yisrael ma'or, and from there a fire was coming out. Reb Chaim Kanievsky Shlita explains that it was a large fire where even though a person is standing far away, he can have enough from that light. The question is it a Jewish light or a Goyish light? If it's a Goyish light, then we assume that a Aver was done with it, there was Chilul Shabbos, a Melacha was done with it, and therefore it cannot be used for Ner Shel Havdalah. The Halacha is, surprisingly, Mevorach and Aleh, Bishvil Oisi Yisrael Shesham. You can be Soymech, that even though there's hundreds of Goyim living there, there's one Jew who lives there that we are aware of, you can be Mevorach, Bar Mareish, on that flame, because you can assume it's from the Jew. So this contradicts the Bavli in Masech de Brachos on Daf Nun Gimel. Where the Bavli states that you go after Roiv. Since most of the Mavi are Goyim, we assume it's from the Goy, and you cannot use it. Is it a Machlokes Bavli or Yerushalmi? And what, in fact, is the Svar of the Yerushalmi? Why don't you go after Roiv? We know B'chol Torah Kula, you go after Roiv. So the Sefer Meir Nesiv gives a very beautiful teretz. We know that you go after the majority, but we also know that there's a din, that if the suffix took place in a stationary area, there we have a different rule. Kol Kavua, if it didn't separate from the majority, but it was, the suffix is where the item is, stationary. For example, the person has a doubt about a piece of meat which is in a specific location and hasn't left that location, then we say that kol kavu kemetzal metzal. It's a suffix, and it's ruled with the dinim of suffix. As opposed to kol deparish meruba parish. If it's separated, there were 9 kosher butcher shops and 1 non-kosher butcher shop, and a person found a piece of meat in the street, he doesn't know from which butcher shop it came, we say it left the place where it originated from, then we go after Roif. So says the Meir Nesiv that here we're talking about a case of Kavua. In other words, the flame is in its original house. We don't know if that house is a Jewish house or a Gentile house. So there we say, Kol Kavua Kemechza Mechza Domi. It's a suffix. And we're dealing with a Din Derabanan of Ner of Havdalah, which is a Derabanan. On a Derabanan, we can be Mekel. And we could say that you could go after the Jew if it's a suffix Derabanan. Whereas the Bavli is speaking about where the light had separated itself. It was in the street. It wasn't in its original house. And therefore, you're dealing with Kol Deparish, Meruba Parish, that it separated itself. We don't know if it separated itself from the Rov Goyim, or from the one Jew. There we go after Rov, that it probably came from the Rov Goyim, and therefore you cannot use it. So there is no Stira Bavli Yerushalmi, and now, according to this interpretation and explanation, we can understand why the Yerushalmi was Mekel, because here it's Kavua, and therefore it's a Suffolk, 50-50, and by a Drabanan, we can be Mekel. Continues the Gemara, Rav Huva b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, Ein mevorchen loyal b'samim shalele Shabbos b'tferia. We do not make the bracha of Bar Minyan b'samim on the b'samim that was used to give fragrance to the clothing Friday night in Tferia. That b'samim cannot be used Moitzoy Shabbos for Bar Minyan b'samim, v'loyal b'samim shal Moitzoy Shabbos b'tziparit, and not on the b'samim that were used Moitzoy Shabbos for the clothing to give it a good fragrance in Tziporit. And Rosh Cirillo explains, because this was a way of comforting the people on the loss of the Neshama Yisera, but the purpose was not that the spices should be smelled in and of themselves, but rather the purpose of the spices was to give fragrance to the clothing. V'loyal and their loyal b'sam shall oyer erev Shabbos. We have the Gir Sibitziparin, the Shinin Nitzchoyos and Ois Hay, brings the Rosh Cirillo, who said Besuria in Syria. In Syria, they used to be Mechabed the Shabbos on Thursday night, like we take a bath Thursday night and erev Shabbos for Lakovit Shabbos. So they would give a good fragrance to the clothing using this psamim. But they would do it not on Moitzoy Shabbos and not for Friday night, but they would do it already Thursday night. So this can't be done. Why? She'ein on asuyin ela l'dover acher. These psamim are only functioning for another purpose, says the Charedim. Five lines from the bottom. U'pirshu b'bavli she'asuyin l'gamer zakeim. They're made to give a good smell into the clothing. Pirsh Rashi. L'vasem b'ashanoi, to give a smell with the fragrance, with the smoke of the psamim es habagadim. B'tferi yorugilin arvei Shabbos. They used to do it erev Shabbos. U'b'tzipari b'maitzoy Shabbos. They used to do it maitzoy Shabbos. And in Surya, they used to do it Thursday night. So the reason that you can't use these besamim is because you can only use besamim that the purpose of the besamim is to smell themselves. However, here the besamim was to give fragrance into the clothing. So the besamim are no good because they're for dover achra, to give fragrance to the clothing. The clothing you can't use because you don't have the besamim here. You have a fragrance of the besamim in the clothing. And therefore, you must find besamim that are not being used for something else. They're made only to smell, and on those besamim you make a boy remine psamim. Continues the Gemara, quoting the mission of Eloyal and Nerval psamim shall mason. Rab Chiski, Rab Yaakov, Rachel, Bashem, Rab Yashua, Rab Chanina, Hadodat Omar. When do I say that a Nerim psamim that are placed for mason cannot be used? That's only been as soon as Lamalimimim toss shall mace. That's only when it's put on top of the mace. Because then the fire is l'chaved the mace, and the psalm is to take away the bad smell of the mace. Av l'moyin nizulun v'nei mitos yishol mace. But if they were put in front of the bed of the mace, then mevorchen. Why? Ani yoimer, I say, l'choy rachayim heinasuyin. They are made in the honor of the living, for them to have illumination and for them to smell the besamim. The Bavli on Dafnun Heyam and Aleph tells us that if this person would have these candles in front of his mita, even in the daytime, then it's a proof that it's in the honor of the mace, because it's not necessary, it's not needed for illumination. However, if these candles are only put there at night, that's a proof that it's illumination, and then it is permitted. Continues the Gemara on the next part of the mission of Eloi on there, Eloi b'sam shel lifnei avodah zarah. Ask the Gemara, Eloi he shall goyim, he shall avodah zarah. Isn't that one of the same thing? And the Pnei Moshe tells us four lines from the bottom left hand column, v'hatana le'resha, v'hach seifa lomali. What do I need to say if I have the resha? Why is, I mean, the Bar Tanura learned that the Sefer is giving you the reason for the ratio. Why is a goy no good? Because a mesiba of a goy is l'avodah zarah, and we don't have hanah from the avodah zarah. But the Gemara here is asking, if a goy is prohibited, it's only because of avodah zarah. Why repeat avodah zarah? What are you teaching me? Tifter, explain this Sefer to be speaking about avodah zarah shel Yisrael. It's an avodah zarah of Yisrael. And I would have thought that perhaps we could be Don Lekavschus, that he doesn't believe in this Avodah Zarah at all. He's only doing it because of the Goyim around him. He's worried that they will bother him, threaten him, if he doesn't appear to be serving their Avodah Zarah. So perhaps that should be permitted. The fire and the psalmim of this Avodah Zarah should be permitted because he's really not serving it, Kamash Malan, that it too is prohibited by law, and one is not allowed to use it for the Brach of Bar Mara'esh for Havdalah. Continues the Gemara, Aim of Orchanalan there, Achius Loira. We don't make a Brach on Bar Mara'esh until one benefits from the light. As we turn to Daf, Hey, Dalit Amid Bey, Izdarsh Rab Zira Bered Rab Avua, the Pasuk says, Vayarli Kimisor Ki Toiv, Vacher Kach, Vayavdil Elokim Ben Or Ven Achashach. This is a remez that, as the Chredim tells us, top line, the Hainu remez Leus Loire. Hashem saw that the light was good, and it, why is it good? Because you can have a Noah from the light. And then V'achakach v'yavdel, explains the Haredim, the Hainu bracha olav. There's a bracha on the ner when you're able to have hanah. The Mishnah says that you cannot make a bracha on the ner until you're able to have hanah from it. Where is a remez to this found in the Torah? That's in this pasuk. First, the Torah says it's good delight. Why is it good? Because you can have benefit from it, and only then, when you can have benefit from it, only then, vayavdel, then you make havdalah over such a fire as part of the havdalah ceremony. Continues the Gemara, Amar Abrechia. Abrechia said, Kach darshu shnei gedor li'olam. This is the drasha that two of the great sages said. Who are they? Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. When the Pasuk says, Vayavdil Elohim, that Hashem separated between the light and the darkness, Avdolah Vaday, he made a definite separation. The Gemara, in a few lines, will explain the words of Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, and we'll wait till there. Another pshat in the Pasuk, Rabbi Yehuda bar Simon Amar, Hivdilu Loi, he separated this light, the light that we spoke about a daf before on Pei Gimel Amid Beis, the light which through it, the original light that lasted for 36 hours and through which Adam HaRishon was able to see the world, Misoifoi Lom Vatsoifoi, he understood through this light the entire world, this light through which one knows the past, the present, and the future. The Rabbeinu Shalom saw that it was too good to give over to his creations, and therefore he separated it for himself. The Rabbeinu Shalom uses this light, but he did not give it over to his creations. V'Rabbanin Amrin, the Rabbanin say, Hivdilu L'tzadikim L'asid Lavoi. In this world, he took that original light from Sheish Shemei Bereshis away, but he will return it to the Tzadikim La'asid Lavoi in the future, in the next world. Now, the Gemara explains the words of Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish that we learned before, Avdolah Vaday, a definite separation. Mashal, Mashal Ma'adavar Daima, there is a Mashal, which we can compare the words of Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish to, Lamel, Shoyloi, Shnei, Istar Tigit. He had two governors. This one said, I'm going to serve in the daytime. And the other one said the same thing, I am going to serve in the daytime. Coral Arisha, and he called the first one into his chambers of Amarloy, and he said to him, Ployni, so and so, Hayoim Yeitchumcha, you will have the boundary of day. You will serve in the day and not at night. Karl Hashani, he called to the second one, Varmaloy, and he said to him, Ploini, so-and-so, Halaylo Yetchomcha, you will serve at night. And so, too, the Rebbein Shalom took the light and the darkness, which had been serving Hashem Birvuvya. There was light and darkness at the same time, and he gave each one a boundary, that the oyer would be for yoim, and the choyshech, the darkness, would be for laila. Hadohu dechsiv, that's what it says in the pasuk, vayikra elokim laor yoim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu called to the day, to the light day. Vilachoyshech, the pasuk continues, vachoyshech kor laila, and then he called to the darkness, night. La'or amaloi hayom yetchomcha, to the light, he said, the day will be your boundary. Chayshech amar loi, and to darkness, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, halayla yetchomcha, the night will be your boundary, and that's the pshat of avdola vada. He made a definite separation that one served in the daytime and one served at night. Am Rabbi Yochanan, and Hushar amaloi HaKadosh Baruch Hu Eiv. This is the pshat that we find what Hashem said to Eiv, hamiyomecha, all your days, sivisa, did you command biker? Yedata, did you inform hashachar mekaymai? And the Pnei Moshe learns that yedata, informing, can be used with the vowels yodata, do you know? Yodata eze mekaymai shal or sheshmei breishas eicha nignas, do you know where that light of the sheshmei breishas, the original light, where it is hiding, where it is hidden? So this is a remez that the original light of Sheshmei Bereishis was gonuz. It was hidden away either for HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself or, as we learned before, for the tzaddikim, la'asid lavoy. Continues the Gemara, Amar Rav Tanchuma, ano amritaymo, I will bring another source to the words of Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish, that there was a fight between the Or and Choshech, and each one wanted to serve during the daytime, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to make a gvul for each one and make shalom between them, because this pasuk states, Yoitzer Or Uvoirei Choshech Oise Shalom. Mishe Yotsu, when they went out, in other words, when they were created, the Or and the Choshech, Oise Shalom Binem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made peace between them. Let us see the Pnei Moshe here. Around 10 to 15 lines from the bottom of the right-hand column, Ano Amrataima, Ledrosis, Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish, Shtila Il, the Kavel Chalech Vecha Tchumoi, Shaloyehe Medain and Zemzeh, they shouldn't fight with each other. Delavmi Pasuk, the Ksuv Manatricha, we do not need to bring the Pasuk in Eiv, which was brought before, Hamiyomecha Tzivisa Boiker, Yodata Shachar Mekoimoi, which the Pnei Moshe learns is really teaching us two lessons. One, which the Gemara said, Yodata Eze Mekoy Mishal Or Sheshmei Breishis Eichon Nignas, where the original light of Sheshmei Breishis is hidden for the Tzaddikim Lasid Lavai. But at the beginning of the Pasuk, according to the Pnei Moshe, Hami Yomechot Sivisa Boiker, did you ever in your lifetime command the Boiker, command the light to serve in the morning and the darkness to serve at night? Did you, Eve, ever do that, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did? So from there, Rabbi Yochanan saw that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the one who made shalom between the Or and the Choshech and made each one have its own boundary, its own tchum. We don't need that pasuk from Eve, which is in Ksuvim, says the Pnei Moshe. The lavmi pasuk d'ksuvim on a tzrichim l'mazeh al mikro ha'kaidim b'neviim, but we can learn it from a pasuk in Yeshaya. D'ksiv yoitzer oiru v'ayrei choyshech. Mishah sheyotzu v'nivru asa sholem b'neim b'kavel chalech v'echa tchumai. We can learn it from that pasuk of yoitzer oiru v'ayrei choyshech oise sholem, that from the time that they went out, from the time they were created, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to make peace between them, and he did make peace between them. So I don't need the pasuk in Eiv, in Ksuvim. I have an earlier pasuk in Yeshaya that teaches us the same thing, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the separation, Vadai, each one having its own tchum, Choshech at night, and Or during the daytime. Continues the Gemara to quote our Mishnah, Eim Avorchan Alanir Achi Usla Oirei. You cannot make a bracha on the ner until you're able to have a nor from its light. Rav Omer Yehusu. Rav says that the word is spelled with an aleph, Yehusu. Ushmul Omer Yehusu with an ayin. Mandi Omar Yehusu, the one who says it with an aleph, he bases it on a pasuk concerning Dino. Ach bezois na oisulachem. The Bnei Yaakov said to Shem that we will give Dina away in marriage if you have a bris milah. So in other words, if we get benefit from you, you will get benefit from us. So we see the word na'usu, spelled with an aleph, refers to getting benefit, and that's the pshat in our Mishnah, ad she ya'usu la'oira, with an aleph. Man de mar ya'usu, but the one who says that the word in our Mishnah is spelled with an ayin, he bases it on a different pasuk. La'das la'aves es yo'if dover, that you should know how to respond to a person who is thirsty for the Dvar Hashem. So again, here, the word is spelled with an ayin, and there's a response which indicates that you are getting something from the other one. In this case, we are getting something from the light. We are benefiting from the light. So he says the word in our Mishnah, na'osu, is with, achi ya'usu, is with an ayin, based on this pasuk. And we have a similar machloikis in other dinim in Shas. Tamantanin, and we learned over there in Masechta Erevin, Kates in Ma'avernes Orim, how do you make the tchum of 2,000 Amos? And the tchum only starts after the extension caused by a single house, even though that house has no other houses around it. That house is considered part of the Ibur Ha'ir, and the 2,000 Amos only starts from the house and further. We don't say that since this house is separated from other houses, that the 2,000 Amos of Tchum Shabbos should begin from the other houses, but rather we extend the city up to the singular house, and from there the 2,000 Amos begin. Rav Omer Ma'avrin with an aleph, Ushmul Omer Ma'avrin with an ayin. Mand Omer Ma'avrin, what does the word mean in that case? We see from Aver, it's like an outstretched limb, so this house is an extension of the city, being like a limb of the city. Mand Omer Ma'avrin with an ayin, Keisha Ubra, like a woman who's pregnant, that there's an extension, so to the city, is extended through this singular house. Taman Taninin, we learned in Masechta Avodah Zarah, Lifnei Eden Shogoyim, before the Yom Tov of the Goyim, for their Avodah Zarah, you're not supposed to do business with the Goy for 3 days, because if you make a deal with him, he'll go and serve his Avodah Zarah. Rav Omer Eden with an ayin, referring to the Avodah Zarah, the Yom Tov of the Avodah Zarah, Shmuel Omer Eden with an aleph, Mandi Omer Eden with an aleph, is based on a pasuk Kikor V'yom Edom. Their day of destruction of the Avodah Zarah is coming close. Uman demar Edeim with an ayin, the Edeim and the Avodah Zarah themselves will bear testimony. Heimo bal yiro bal yadu l'man yivosh. They, the Avodah Zarah themselves, will bear testimony on themselves that they cannot bal yiro bal yadu they cannot hear, they have no knowledge in order to embarrass those who are serving them. So we see that the Avodah Zarah is referred to as the witnesses on themselves, and that's why the Mishnah is a dayan, the holiday spelled with an ayin, referring to the Avodah Zarah. Man mekayim Shmuel tamid derav. How does Shmuel deal with the source of Rav? As the Charedim explains, in Divrei Maskil Mamakaim, approximately 10 lines down in the left-hand column, Mamakaim, Amailo Tani Edem, Karav, the Tvei Mefurish, the Hava Vodazar. Why didn't Shmuel learn like Rav, which we spelled with an ayin? Because that pasuk in Yeshaya that Rav brings, it's more clear that the word refers to Avodazar. The Reish of the Karav, the beginning of the pasuk, says, Yoitzrei Pesel Kulam Taru, those who create the idols are totally empty, the Chamudeim, and that which they adore, Bal Yo'ilu, cannot accomplish anything, which is speaking about the Avodah Zarah. And then the pasuk says, Ve'edeim Heima Bal Yiru Bal Yedu. So it's very clear we're speaking about the Avodah Zarah. So what does Shmuel do with this source of Rav that seems to be a better source than the pasuk that Shmuel himself brought? Umetaret Shmuel. We're continuing the Chreidim. And Shmuel answers, Amalach, Te'edeim loy l'shem avodah zarahu. It's not that they are bearing testimony on themselves, and it's referring to the avodah zarah. Elahachi komar, oysom psilim, she'avdu hagoyim, eitz ve'evan ashayim tzvi moem. Those idols which the goyim worshipped, made of stone and wood, liyoyim adin, when it comes the day of judgment, yiyu le'edus, she'avdum. Just by their mere presence, they will bear testimony to those who serve them. They won't be able to deny that they served these empty things, and it'll be an embarrassment for them. So therefore, according to Shmuel, let's continue in the Gemara, this is how he will interpret it. By their presence, that itself will be a witness. But not that they're bearing testimony on themselves and they are witnesses on themselves. And therefore, Shmuel believes that his pasuk of Korv Yoim Edom, the destruction, is a better pasuk. Continues the Gemara. Ein mevorchen al nerachius loyre rav Yehuda b'shem Shmuel kedesh yunashim toivis loyre. How strong does the light have to be that women would be able to spin thread next to this light? Again, the way we have learned in the whole sugya, it doesn't mean that they actually have to spin the thread, but if they're able to spin the thread, that's enough light upon which to make the Borim or Eish. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, he said a different amount, Kadei Shetei Einoi Roya Mabakois Mabakar, that his eye sees what's in the cup and what's in the plate. He can see a difference. Amar Chanina, a different shear. He has two coins, he has a nickel and a quarter. He has enough light to see the difference between the two. Tani Rabbi Shir Rabbi Shalinton Abraisa, a filu treklin, even a chamber, which is Esrael Esser. It's 10 by 10 amis, a very large chamber. Mivorchin, even a person who's standing far away, can make the bracha. Now, we said you have to be able to have hanah. That's for the people who are standing close by. If I am standing far away and there is a person close by who could have hanah l'mashal, that a woman could sew her thread, or according to Rabbi Yochanan, he would be able to see the difference what's in the cup or in the plate, or according to Chinana, he would be able to see the difference between one coin and another. So even though I don't have that ability, but somebody standing next to it would have the ability, that is good enough. The Gemara says a story. Rabbi Zira makrif kumei betzina. Rabbi Zira would go right next to the lamp, right next to the fire. Amr le talmidim, his talmidim said to him, Rabbi, ma'at machmor lein, why are you being machmor on us that we have to stand right next to the fire? Vatani Rabbi Shir. Rabbi Shir learned in a braisa, fill a tricklin, Esra lasser mevorchen, even if you're in a room 10 amis by 10 amis and you're standing far away, you could also make a bracha as long as the person nearby has enough light to and could have availed himself of the light to do the various shirim that we mentioned before. It seems, according to Rishalmi, that somebody standing far away who himself is not able to have enough from the light would be yotzei if someone close would be able to have. The Bavli disagrees, and the Bavli says you have to be standing close enough that you could have enough. If you're standing far away, you would not be yotzei, and that is the psak in the Shulchan Aruch. Let us see the Charedim right before the Mishnah, the last Charedim, afilu Traklin. The Yehusu, the Gtana Masnisa, love Yehusu Mamish. You don't have to Mamish have a Nosh. Even if you didn't have a Nosh, you can make the Baruch. My Achi Yehusu. So what does it mean, Achi Yehusu? Shehei Oiroi, Roi, Lihonis Mimenu, Lo'oim Dim Samachloi. So according to this Pshat, it's not that you're standing close and you could have a Nosh. But if someone is standing close and could have a Nosh, then even the person standing far away would be Yaitzeh. They have to see it, but they don't have to be able to have a Nosh as long as someone next to it would have a Nosh. But as we said, the Bavli itself disagrees, and the Bavli holds that the person far away, even if he sees it, but he's unable to have a Nosh, he would not be able to make the bracha. It's only the person close by doesn't actually have to have a Nosh, but he has to be able to have a Nosh. He is Yotze. That's the psak of the Shulchan Aruch based on the Bavli in Brachas, Daf Nun Gimel, Amud Beis.